You're listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Huge upgrade sale coming up June 22nd to 24th. It's going to be a barbecue. They're going to have all sorts of free food and additional savings. $1,500 on trucks, $1,000 on SUVs, and $750 on cars. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com. Coach in CFL history, also the GM of the BC Lions, Wally Bono, joins us once again. Wally, welcome back to the show as you wrap up another preseason. You've been through it all for so many decades. What's your thought process as a coach when it comes to like how much time you think a veteran quarterback needs in the preseason?
Well, again, I think that's all relative to, what kind of camp he has, what the expectations are as far as, when you play your home game, because I think that's when it's most important. Usually the game on the road is you want to let maybe other players play, but obviously at home you want to put on a good show for your fans.
Here you are, Wally. Your first year as head coach, I think, came as an AC was way back in like 1983. But you've been a head coach since 1990. You're back at it. What keeps you going? What's different as Wally Bono, a head coach in 2017 compared to 1990?
Well, probably I'm a lot more knowledgeable and probably a lot older. So those two things usually work hand in hand. But it's always about trying to get everybody on side to, see the vision you have for your team, see how you can, make everybody work together for a common goal. It's, it's the thing that all coaches strive to do. And, obviously, not only you have to get your coaching staff in line with you, but you also have to get your leaders and your team in line with you. You got to build that chemistry. You got to build that foundation. So that, when you start playing the real games, everybody understands, what's at stake and what they need to do.
What about coaching strategy? Has it changed significantly from when you started till now? Like, is there a noticeable one area that's very different in how you approach the game as a head coach?
Well, I think obviously, the game has evolved and it's a lot more sophisticated. There's a lot more packages. There's a lot more athletes that you have at your at your access. So, you have more opportunities to do different things. And, the fact that the rosters are increased, the teams have, DIs, they have four DIs, which gives you the ability to do different things. But, it's still the same thing. It's still getting players to be disciplined, getting players to, play smart, play hard, and make big plays.
Throughout your career, you've had, an unbelievable connection with starting quarterbacks who have had a lot of success. And young Jennings last year, over 5,200 yards passing very early in his career. And I know the league is a little bit more pass happy, but you were there when Doug Flutie was passing for 6,000 yards for fun. But you look at Jennings, and what does he do best as a QB right now? And where is the area you feel he can still grow in his progression as a QB?
Well, I think the thing that he does best, at this point in his career is that, one, he's not afraid to allow the receivers to be athletes. A lot of quarterbacks won't pull the trigger unless the guy's wide open. Whereas I think Jonathan has a lot of trust, a lot of faith in his athletes, and they make big plays for him. Obviously growth is always about your own preparation, your own knowledge of your own abilities. And for the guys who are really, really smart, the pre-snap reads are so critical, because it tells them where the ball is going to go before anything ever happens. So, it's an ongoing thing, and no matter how many years you've played this game at the quarterback position, you're always growing, you're always evolving. And, some of the best quarterbacks in this league have been over 40 years old. So, I think that experience, that knowledge, that awareness, bodes well and allows those guys to be very successful.
It's an interesting analogy on him, how he wants his receivers to be athletes and isn't afraid to make a throw, which also means he's not afraid necessarily to have it intercepted. And that's got to be a key, because you can't be passive to be a successful quarterback.
Well, no, I mean, it's not possible. I mean, look at your quarterback in Edmonton, who we gave you. He's a tremendous athlete. He's fearless, not only with his body, but also how he plays. And, you know, when you got great receivers, you know, Edmonton has Bowman, who's a great receiver, maybe the best receiver right now in the league. And, you know, you got to give those guys an opportunity to make plays for you. And the good ones will. And, you know, the quarterbacks who understand that will have more success.
Wally Bono, head coach and GM of the BC Lions, joins us. Wally, I'm sure because you've been at it for so long, everybody asks you, you know, do you have a contingency plan on when will be the right time for you to walk away?
Well, I thought I did. And you know what? Sometimes the best laid plans go awry. But, you know, I think I've said this publicly. You know, I promised David that I would coach 16 and 17. And, you know, I believe I've fulfilled, or I'm going to fulfill that commitment. And, you know, we're going to sit down at the end of the 17 season and then go from there. So, you know, my focus is there. Obviously, when you look at the West, it's going to be very, very tough. You know, you look at Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, Saskatchewan. I think they've all improved themselves. And, you know, it's going to be a tough division again. So for me, just to stay focused on one year at a time, one game at a time, I think is critical.
How's G. Roy Simon developing in his role as a director of Canadian scouting and player personnel?
Well, you know what? He does a good job. One, he likes what he does. He's excited about what he does. You know, he's got an eye for talent. And, you know, even right now at training camp, he's helping the coaches with the receivers. He's working with Marcel Bellefeuille. And, you know, so that also helps him in his scouting when he's able to, you know, work with the athletes, understand what kind of player you want, what kind of mentality you want, what kind of personality you want. And, you know, G. Roy's always been a great student of the game, very intelligent player, played with that too. And, you know, so it's like anything else. You got to pay your dues, and by doing that, you get yourself a strong foundation, and then things open up for you.
Well, I know you've always been extremely loyal, and you've whenever it is, whether you step away from coaching and then at some point eventually from the general manager's job, how important will it be for you to ensure that you have a successor there who can take over and you know, allow the organization to continue being successful? How do you plan that?
You know what? Yeah, you know, that's a difficult thing. And, you know, I think what you got to do is you got to just not force things. And, you know, we were fortunate that when I did step aside that, you know, Coach Benavides, you know, I thought, you know, when you win 33 games in 3 years, you know, that means you have done a lot of good things. And Mike obviously did that, you know. But you know what? You never know what's going to happen over time. And, you know, at this point, I'm still focusing on what I am responsible for doing it, which is bringing good players in, build a good football team, see the outcome of 2017. And, you know, obviously, if you are going to step aside, you got to have given thought to, you know, maybe the next person or, you know, who the club feels is the next best person.
Wally Bono joins us, head coach and GM of the Eskimos, or sorry, the BC Lions. You play the Eskimos in the season opener next Saturday, June 24th. Then you have three games on the road in Toronto, in Montreal, and in Hamilton. You've seen every possible schedule throughout the last 28 years. Does it matter having a, you know, like an early three-game road trip? Is that a disadvantage at all? Do you see, is there an advantage in it, or does it really matter?
Well, you know what? The way I look at it, you play nine games at home, nine games on the road. You know, when they fall into place, I'm not sure it makes a big, big difference. The last year we, you know, went back east, played two games in 6 days. We won both of them. So, you know, we have the same philosophy this year. We're going to get ready for Edmonton. Obviously, that's going to be a very, very physical, tough game because with the Eskimos, it's always been that way the last couple of years. You know, we plan on staying back east. We're playing Toronto, Montreal in 6 days. So, you know, we're going to head east. Once we play Toronto, then we're going to move up to Kingston, spend the 5 days there to get ready so that we don't have to, you know, travel to three time zones within 6 days.
Okay, and that makes a lot of sense. What's your thoughts on the bye week? Would there be any chance schematically that you could have it like the last few weeks of the season, a floating schedule where a team wouldn't have a bye week in week 20 and then a bye week because they finished first for the playoffs? So basically go almost, you know, 3 weeks without playing. Is there any way to get around that? Or is that just some, because I know it's happened the last 2 years in the West.
Well, you know what? I don't know that. I'm not smart enough to figure all that out because, you know, the way the schedule is, you know, it's a rotating thing. You know, last year you might have played one team three times. This year you're going to play another team three times. You know, so the league tries to make it such that there's a rotation of who plays who three times. And, you know, it's tough when you consider that there's Labor Day arrivals that you have to have. You have, they're back-to-back, then you have to have, you know, certain other games. So, to me, it's, you know, it's just the way football is. And, you know, I don't believe that it hurt the Eskimos in 15. It didn't hurt the Stampeders in 16 because both of them won the Western Final. And, you know, one won the Grey Cup and the other one didn't.
Wally Bono joins us. Wally, obviously we know Jennings will be your star quarterback to start the season. Any young guys stood out for you in that first preseason game that you're looking maybe to get a longer look at against Saskatchewan in your final preseason game?
Well, you know what? I was impressed, and I have been impressed with Alex Ross, a young fellow who's sharp. You know, he's very smart. He's got a very competitive nature about him, understands the value of his legs, and isn't afraid to make throws. And, you know, I thought at the end of the Calgary game, you know, he brought us back for two touchdowns, and he showed a lot of composure. He showed the ability to make plays. And we had a fan fest here in Kamloops that we finished that night with a game, and I thought he was very sharp in the game too. So, you know, he's the guy I'm excited about right now. We did let Keith Price go because we felt that Alex has a lot of upside.
Now, Wally, over time, you've had the ability to go from one starting quarterback and almost have a seamless transition into another great starting quarterback into another one. And a lot of times, they didn't get a lot of in-game reps. So what's been the key over the years of ensuring that when you either decide to get rid of the starter due to age or what have you, or, you know, he leaves, or what's been the key to success to ensure that next guy in line is ready despite not having many reps for 2 or 3 years?
Well, I think what you got to do, and it's a lot harder today than it used to be because of the way, you know, the practice is, you know, with the CBA. But, you know, you have to give that quarterback rep. You have to challenge him during practice. You have to see if he's doing his homework and if he's prepared. Like, we've been doing that since my days in Calgary where, you know, they get reps. Whether they get 10 reps or 2 reps, that quarterback has to be ready. He has to understand that there's a responsibility. And, you know, the quarterbacks that we've always believed in are quarterbacks that, one, you know, study the game, understand the game, and then during their practice, you know, we're going to put them on the spot. And if a quarterback can't execute in practice, then obviously there's an issue and we try to address it.
And Kahari Jones is the offensive coordinator. You know, we talk about growth in players all the time. Still relatively young, all things considered, as an OC. What are you expecting, maybe, improvement from his or just experience overall for him this season as the OC?
Well, you know what? When you consider what he did last year with a rookie quarterback, you got to give him a lot of credit for Jennings' success. And, you know, it's obviously having a veteran like Travis Lule around to kind of bridge the gap between the coordinator and the quarterback, I think, was another valuable asset. But, you know, these young guys who played in this league, Mark Washington, Kahari Jones, these are guys who bring a lot of knowledge. And, you know, the more they get into the coaching of the the systems and all of these little things, they get better and better themselves. And, you know, I think we're fortunate to have, you know, not only our players that play getting the coaches, but other teams. You look at Dave Dickinson, you look at Jason Moss, and, you know, these are guys who are good players, great players, and, you know, they're becoming very, very good head coaches.
Wally, always great to catch up with you. Continued success, and we will see you very soon as the CFL season gets going, Edmonton, BC, next Saturday.
That's right. It's next Saturday in the Dome, and like I said, we expect a great game. I think the two games we did play against Edmonton last year were both very tight and very physical, and it looks like the Eskimos, again, have another fine team. And like I said, every game is going to be a challenge this year, and it starts right off on the bat.